Blog Talk Radio.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGEL LendingTeam.com or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564, complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area-trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to reap at ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1-866-775.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Radio Show, only on Financial News and Talk. Now live in studio, your host, local and national real estate expert and consumer advocate, Ron Siegel.
And hello again. Welcome to Ron Siegel Radio. This is the show with no real boundaries as we discuss current events, financial markets, politics, sports, even poking fun at the rest of the media. This is the show that connects the dots of confusion delivered by conflicting media reports. We connect the dots so you know the actions you can take, how your family or business can benefit from current events. Most of all, thank you for joining me. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message. I will be delivering it every day. We have a very focused show. We only chat about items that affect the roof over your head, your bank account, and anything I feel would benefit you. Before we get into our intriguing content today, though, let me remind you, if you ever have any home or finance-related questions, I am the consumer advocate looking out for you, and you can reach out to me directly, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Just remember, that's the number you call anytime for assistance. When you call that number, it comes directly to me first. There are no operators standing by. I am it.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
While I do have a great team when it comes to developing a financing plan, a plan to save you money, I personally work with you. Good morning, Andy. I love seeing people pop up on the screen there. I personally work with you, even if you don't have any needs today. Save this number on your phone for future reference, 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990. And yes, of course, we celebrate every day on Ron Siegel Radio, looking at the celebrations of the day today. I'm still have a cheeseburger hangover from yesterday, but we are looking National Paw Paw Day. I don't know about that. Whoa. I think that we've got the buzzer a little hot this morning. Talk Like a Pirate Day today. A little better. National Butterscotch Pudding Day. Can we just skip to Pepperoni Pizza Day, which is tomorrow? Maybe New York. I saw New York Day for Saturday. I thought it was New York Cheesecake Day. But I guess that would not be the day then. So we'll just continue on with our checking of the markets this morning. Dow Jones Industrial Average up 93.4 right now as we speak. So we're doing well on the Dow, if you are a Dow Jones investor. The S&P 500, that's the broader market, up 12.62. We look at the NASDAQ, up 43.01. Oil up 40 cents a barrel. Should we take a look and see what that means for you and me? So let's see about oil. We'll take a look at it and get an idea of the national price. Holy cow. The price of a gallon of gasoline on the national level, 2.667. In Calizuela, we're 371.8. Yeah, bring on more regulation. Thank you, Mr. Governor. We are a nickel a gallon higher than they are in the oil-producing state of Hawaii. And if you want good, cheap gas, Louisiana, $231.50 compared to, again, $1.40 a gallon, less than we are in Calizuela. Unbelievable that we – big state, big taxes, not helping a lot in the other areas of the state economy, as we are the bankrupt state of California. U.S. 10-year Treasury, 1.775 is the yield right now, down just a little bit. Germany, they're still down 50 basis points, so it's a half a point on interest. So you get a negative 0.5% interest if you invest in the German 10-year Treasury. Does anybody want to put their money in there for 10 years and don't get it all back? That's the idea there, is you do not get it all back. Big news of the day yesterday, obviously, was Jay Powell and the Federal Reserve, their commentary. A little bit of a mixed Federal Reserve yesterday. So there's seven of the Fed Reserve Board presidents. They're the voting members that decide they didn't want to have a raise. One of them at least wants a 50 basis point cut. I should say there's seven that did not want to cut. One of them actually wanted a 50 basis point cut. The committee came up with a 25 basis point cut. Obviously, President Trump did not like that. The Federal Reserve doesn't care what he says. I love that idea. You know, just keep on spouting off things that are not going to matter. The Federal Reserve really doesn't care what the president has to say, doesn't care what the president is tweeting. They're going to go along on their own road. So all it is an insult for no beneficial reason. I guess that's the idea of what the president's commentary is there. I must admit, I can understand. I like the idea of a fair marketplace. We do operate a little bit at a disadvantage when our interest rates are higher than they are on the world level. So that is not a good sign for the U.S. But the whole concept here is that, you know, something you got to just go with it. That's the idea of what the Federal Reserve is doing, and that's their mandate, is to bring out information, bring the inflation to around 2% is what they want. Maximum employment is what they're looking for. That's the Federal Reserve's mandate. Market did not like what the Fed chairman had to say initially, did not like what the statement was. But the beauty of that is that a half hour after they released the statement, and the statement, so you'll know the way the media works, is the statement is given out before it is reported to the marketplace. So what happens is it's given out to some of the media, and they have an embargo on it until a specific time. So we get some of these different documents from different institutions, and they'll come to us, and they'll say, here's the document. It's embargoed, in the case of the Federal Reserve, embargoed until 2 p.m. Eastern time, 11 o'clock here on the West Coast. That's why when at the strike of 11, West Coast time, we were able to get commentary coming out from the talking heads, and they were saying, here's the synopsis of the statement. They're not all speed readers, but what they do is they're able to go ahead and give you the information out that quickly just because that's the way they've got that embargoed copy. So the Federal Reserve does recognize the fact that some of the world economies are slowing down. We can tell you that. We saw that when we looked at the report that came out from FedEx. Right there, their stock has taken a huge tumble. The reason their stock has taken such a huge tumble is because they came out and they made a comment and said, you know something, 30% of our business is not in the U.S. and those other countries are having troubles. So the global economy is not strong. And when that affects, eventually that'll come to affect us here in the U.S. That's why so many of the folks are out there talking about the reason that what appears to be an Iranian attack on the Saudi Arabia oil fields, that's the reason that does affect U.S. security because it affects our economy, right? So if there's an attack on the economy, that is an attack on the United States. That's the reason why we saw with the commentary of that, you know, Iran has to be punished for doing this or else they'll continue to do it. That's the whole idea. Bank of Japan, they increased their speculation. It may ease policy further at its next meeting in October with Governor Haruhiko Kuroda saying at today's post-decision press conference that the institution is more positive towards admitting stimulus or adding stimulus than it was at its last gathering. The Swiss National Bank made no change to their policy. Norway's central bank surprised by hiking rates for the fourth time in a year. The Bank of England makes its latest policy decision, 7 a.m. Eastern time. No change is expected there. We're watching that for you. OECD cut economic forecast, projecting global growth of 2.9% this year, a drop from its 3.2% outlook. I did note that the Federal Reserve changed their GDP projection from 2.1% to 2.2%. So that was a better number. We did see the numbers came out again this morning, as they do every week, the employment numbers. So we'll talk a little bit about that in the mortgage minute. We got a lot to talk about today in the mortgage minute, so we're going to have to get into that one pretty heavy. A lot of data in the mortgage minute and a lot of what we're watching for you in that mortgage minute as well. Why are we watching so much of that is because there's a lot of information to share on what you should be doing right here, right now. We're giving a lot of private consultation to people. If you refinanced your house anytime in the last, 3, 4, 5, 6 months, there may be a benefit, highly likely a benefit, to you taking a look and seeing if you can do that again and make some money. Save your family some money. That's always the idea, is how much money can you save your family by restructuring as the prices dip. Then you don't have to worry about it. Should you decide later on that you want to take some cash out, you can do that when the prices are higher. You don't want to do that at this point in time unless you're looking for a debt consolidation. And yes, we do see debt consolidation on a regular basis. Why? Well, people want to take their household blended interest rate. I get so many people that tell me, well, I've got a 3.5% interest rate, Ron. Why would I want to consolidate my debt? And I said, because you're fooling yourself, right? You can come up and say, yeah, I've got a 3.5% interest rate, but that's only on part of your portfolio. What about the other part of your portfolio, and how does it all work together? How does it blend in together? What's your blended household? I've got a calculator that'll tell us that. All I need you to do is send me a spreadsheet, an email, whatever, with all of your debts. Say you've got a Citi card, balance amount, interest rate. And if ideally you put on there the minimum payment that you're making, so we can kind of get that all to you. But mortgage, balance, payment, interest rate. Credit card, balance, interest rate, payment. Car, balance, interest rate, payment. And if we get all of that data, or if you want to just send us a copy of the statement for each one of them, we can look at it that way too. We can basically go through and tell you, if I'm put it into the calculator, it'll say it's time for you to restructure, or no, it's not time for you to restructure. Give you all the different options that make sense for you, for your family. It's hard to make those decisions without being educated on what they mean, how they're going to help your family, how they're going to impact your family. So that's why we like to just give you the whole cold numbers, and we can give you what our opinions are based on real data. We don't like to give opinions based on, we think, or it's always a good idea, because no, it's not always a good idea. I'm going to tell you right here, right now, that there are times when it makes sense for you. There are times when it does not make sense for you. And you need somebody that's going to give you the right information at the right time. You are listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate, current events, and the financial markets. One of the top reasons to own a home: how many credit cards should you have? Which documents should you keep, and for how long? All that and more. You can reach me anytime off air, number 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us. Facebook.com/Ron Siegel Radio, on Twitter at Ron Siegel. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, shame on you. But the replay is available. Ron Siegel 1, Ron Siegel, the number one on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams, or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Did you know that banks and credit bureaus are rewarded financially if you have bad credit? And the worse your credit score is, the more money they can make off of you? How does that make you feel, knowing that banks are getting rich off of your hard-earned money? How does it make you feel, knowing that if a bank or a credit bureau makes a mistake on your credit report, they benefit from it and it hurts you? The Fair Credit Report Act of 1971 requires banks and credit bureaus to report only accurate information, and nearly 100% of all credit reports are inaccurate. If you're sick and tired of being broke and tired of being robbed by the banks, you owe it to yourself and to your family to call Rondi. Rondi is a FICO-certified credit professional and has helped thousands of people just like you get out of debt and establish great credit. Rondi's number is 855-608-1990. Again, that's 855-608-1990. Or visit creditsanitizer.com. Again, that website is creditsanitizer.com.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rate exchange without notice, licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037, and DRE number 01869452.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message, and I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. In the Mortgage Minute today, being brought to you by our friends at Gold Star Mortgage. When you're ready for that next mortgage, Gold Star has the programs, the products. You need to make the call. Again, Gold Star, they're the only ones I know of with the FastPass loan approval. They also have no income loans available for you, all kinds of really good products that'll make sense for many, many people. Just got to give a call and see what makes sense for you, what makes sense for your family. And again, just 800-306-1990. We are looking to see what is going on in the markets. Why are these things happening in the markets? A lot of times we study them so we can understand and pass along to you some of the information that goes on. Why do we do it? That's just plain old what we do on Ron Siegel Radio. So we are looking right now. The Dow Jones Industrial Average up 67 points. NASDAQ up 32 points. Then let's take a look at the S&P 500. That's always a big one because that does give us a little bit more of a breadth of the market. Up 12.75 right now. We're covering a little bit on the 10-year Treasury, 1.774. So that's down 1 basis point, going the other direction. Mortgage-backed securities up 8 basis points. That means interest is down just a little bit. Let's see why these things are happening. That's the biggest issues of the day. We always want to know what, not the what, but the why. So we did see the Fed cut rates by 0.25% as expected. There were three dissenters, Rosengreen and George, both wanted no cut. Bullard wanted a 0.5 basis point cut. Interestingly, the Fed did not mention the recent spikes in inflation we have seen in the CPI report or jobs report. Instead, the Fed said inflation is running below their 2% target. They are married to looking only at the core PCE report, which we think is a bad indicator of real inflation. Nonetheless, bonds hung in there and are moving higher this morning. On what to expect going forward, there are 17 Fed members, only 10 voters. The Fed dots chart shows where all the Fed members think the Fed funds rate will be in the future. And only 7 of 17 members see another hike this year. That's not to say there won't be another one. Jerome Powell is pretty clear that the Fed is data dependent and the Fed will do more if there is a big downturn in the economy. But for now, this could potentially be the last cut of the year. Initial jobless claims showed that there were 208,000 individuals that filed for unemployment benefits for the first time last week, 2,000 more than the previous week, which was revised slightly higher from 204,000 to 206,000, and lower than expectations of 215,000. Remember that unlike some of the other reports, the lower amount of claims, the stronger the report, as we'd like to see less people being laid off and filing for unemployment. This was the sample week that is considered in the jobs report estimates and modeling, so it does hold more weight than usual, and this was a strong level of claims, which would contribute to a solid jobs report when that comes out October 6th. There are, of course, many other factors and pieces of that puzzle, but this is some good numbers. Largest decreases, Illinois, 3,924, California, 3,587, New York, 3,547. The Philly Fed Manufacturing Survey was reported at 12.0, lower than last month, 16.8, and in line with expectations. Existing home sales report for August, which measures closings in that month, likely represents buyers shopping for homes in June and July, increased 1.3% to the highest level in 17 months. Median home price, this is a national number, not Southern California, $278,200, up from 4.7 year over year. Total inventory at the end of August was down 2.6% year over year. At the current pace of sales, there is a 4.1-month supply, down from 4.2, means that 6 months is generally considered stable, right? So if under 6 months, you're in a buyer's market. Over 6 months, you're in a seller's market, or other way around, you're in a seller's market, buyer's market over six, sellers under six. First-time home buyers represented 31% of sales, which is down. Cash transactions accounted for 19%, unchanged. Investors made up 14%, up from 11%. Existing home sales, 5.42 million. That's 2.5% up month over month. 0.6% up year over year. We'll share all this stuff on our social media channels. Mortgage bonds continue to trade in the middle of the range between the support and the 100-day moving average. I did notice this morning a big, big jump in the Freddie Mac interest rates. They went from 3.56 last week to 3.73. So that was a big jump there. Again, you have to pay a half a point. That's the baseline number. I get a lot of people that say, well, I saw that the Freddie, you reported, Ron, Freddie Mac number 3.73. I've got great credit. Why don't I get that rate? Well, credit is only like one of the 37 items. I think it's 37 now that goes into an interest rate. So you have to look at that. That's the baseline number for a baseline FICO or credit profile. Means you're looking at a 750 or higher FICO score, not FICO score, 750 or higher. Single family residence, purchase money, not a refi, not a cash out. Single family residence, not a condo, not a townhouse. Those things have a little bit different pricing. You're looking at a lot of down payment, 40% down payment or 40% equity there. You're looking at all these different perfect scenario or baseline scenario. And then once the numbers change from there, that's where you start saying, okay, it's either going to be higher than that or lower than that. And in this case, it also has to do with how many points you're paying. In this case here, it's a half a point. So that's the issue on that one right there. Just throw that out there for you, give you a little bit of information. Moving right along, let's look at else is going on in the marketplace. We are watching the markets very closely for you today just because there is so much going on. Now, with all that being said about what the Freddie Mac number is, believe it or not, that number has been, it's kind of misleading. I've told you this many, many times. The people that participate in that survey, they give accurate information, but even though they're giving accurate information, the survey is taken Monday through Wednesday. A lot of the people that are participants in the survey, they want to get that information out and it's done before the, so they don't have to worry about it because it's going back to Freddie Mac, right? So they'll look at, okay, where did we close on Friday? And that's what they work from. Well, what's happened since Friday in the bonds, what's happened in the charts since Friday, it's pretty significant. So a lot of the interest rates, a lot of the bond market has moved up pretty significantly since Friday's close, which means interest rates are down. So every day since Friday, I'm looking at the charts right now. Friday, the market closed way down, interest rates up. Monday, the market went down again a little bit. But then we're looking at doing better on Tuesday, Wednesday, and today, obviously, we're still bond, the bond numbers are fluctuating. So we're up 8 basis points right now, meaning interest rates are down just a little bit. So we're constantly watching that for you. And that's why sometimes these numbers that come out there, even though it's a Monday through Wednesday report, sometimes can be a little bit stale. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. When we come back, one of the top reasons to own a home. How many credit cards should you have? Which documents should you keep? And for how long, all that and more. You can reach me anytime. Our 800 number, at our 800 number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter @ronsiegel. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
See
Siegel Lending Team offers you buying power. Let's say you can afford a monthly mortgage payment, including principal and interest, of around $1,900. With today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage of 3.75%, APR 3.85%, that payment could support a $416,000 mortgage. But if you wait and rates tick up to around 6.5%, which is roughly the average home mortgage rate over the past 30 years, that same $1,900 mortgage payment, including principal and interest, may only be able to support a $314,000 mortgage. That's over $100,000 worth of home you're missing out on by waiting. That's buying power. All you need to do to get started is reach out to the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance. Call us for full details, 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 or SiegelLendingTeam.com. Equal housing lender, licensed under NMLS number 217037.
Are you purchasing or own a luxury home? If you're like so many others, your home is your largest asset and the mortgage is your largest debt. The Siegel Lending Team has some amazing financing opportunities right now. Jumbo loans up to $2 million, 30-year rates below 4%, 15-year rates near 3.5%, and if you can believe it, 7-year interest-only hybrids in low threes. The Siegel Lending Team has all the options for your jumbo or second home loan requirements. Take advantage of them while you can. To learn more about all the other financing products available from the Siegel Lending Team, call 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Again, call 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender.
Homeowners that are 62 and older are about to find out a great way to live a better retirement. It's called a reverse mortgage, and SLT can help you learn more. Call the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990 right now to receive your free booklet with no obligation. It answers questions like how a reverse mortgage works, how much you qualify for, the ways to receive your money, and more. When you call the experts at Siegel Lending Team today, you'll learn the benefits of a government-insured reverse mortgage, how it will eliminate your monthly mortgage payments, and give you tax-free cash from the equity in your home. Here's the best part. You still own your home. Now is the best time to take control of your retirement. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 to get your free brochure. Call today or visit our website at SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Or simply call 800-306-1990.
You're listening.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Did you know that banks and credit bureaus are rewarded financially if you have bad credit? And the worse your credit score is, the more money they can make off of you? How does that make you feel, knowing that banks are getting rich off of your hard-earned money? How does it make you feel, knowing that if a bank or a credit bureau makes a mistake on your credit report, they benefit from it and it hurts you? The Fair Credit Report Act of 1971 requires banks and credit bureaus to report only accurate information, and nearly 100% of all credit reports are inaccurate. If you're sick and tired of being broke and tired of being robbed by the banks, you owe it to yourself and to your family to call Rondi. Rondi is a FICO-certified credit professional and has helped thousands of people just like you get out of debt and establish great credit. Rondi's number is 855-608-1990. Again, that's 855-608-1990. Or visit creditsanitizer.com. Again, that website is creditsanitizer.com.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations. NMLS 21037 and DRE number 01869452.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert, Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message, and I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The real-time real estate segment today being brought to you by the area trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text NEST, N-E-S-T, to 79564. Find your dream home before someone else does. If you already found your dream home, SLT Home Digest. Text SLT Home Digest, no spaces, to 79564. Find out what the county recorder knows about your property, what the market thinks about your property, and it's all free, delivered to your email once a month just for your review. One of the top reasons to own a home, one of the benefits of home ownership is that it is forced savings plan. Here's how it works. You make a mortgage payment each month. Part of that payment is applied to the principal balance of your mortgage each month. You owe less on the home. The difference between the value of the home and what you owe is called equity. If your home has appreciated since you purchased it, that increase in value also raises your equity. Over time, the equity in your home could be substantial. Recently, CoreLogic revealed that the average homeowner gained more than $65,000 in equity over the last 5 years. That will be a substantially higher number for most areas of Southern California. That's a national number from CoreLogic. Unlike last decade, homeowners are no longer foolishly tapping into that equity. In 2006, 2007, 2008, many owners used their homes like an ATM by pulling out equity out to purchase new cars, jet skis, lavish vacations. They were pulling out cash equity from an appreciating asset and then spending it on a rapidly depreciating items. Not happening anymore. Over 50% of homes have at least 50% equity. The number of homes that currently have at least 50% equity in their home is astonishing. According to the Urban Institute, 37.1% of all homes in the country are mortgage-free. In a home equity study, Adam Data Solutions revealed that of the 62.9% of homes with a mortgage, 25.6% have at least 50% equity. That number has been increasing over the last 5 years. I shared a chart with the numbers from the last 5 years. It's on our social media channels right now. By doing a little math, we can see that the 53.2% of all homes in this country have at least 50% equity right now. Of all homes, 37.1% are mortgage-free, and an additional 16.1% with a mortgage have at least 50% equity. Bottom line, home ownership is different than renting. When you own your housing expense, the mortgage payment comes back to you in the form of equity to you and your family. And again, this is making the assumption, and it's generally a fairly accurate assumption. Most people have an amortizing loan. There are interest-only loans in the marketplace. Those loans don't account for, those are not part of this because you don't have that the equity buildup from the mortgage payment because all you're paying is interest. I'm a big, big fan of the interest-only loan just because I was just with another financial planner Tuesday. And he's got some products that are very, very safe, earning 7.5% return annually in corporate bonds. So if you can borrow for 4 return and invest that same money at 7.5, you're going to be doing significantly better. You're getting your money working for you. Now, you can leave your money in your house. What that really does in that instance is you've got dead equity. The equity is not working for you, not a big benefit to you. It's like putting $100,000 under your pillow. It might be a little lumpy to put it under your pillow, but you put $100,000 under your pillow, it's not going to be working for you. It's not going to get you any real benefits. So you just need to watch out for that and understand if you're still out there working every day, you're in the wealth accumulation phase of your life. While you're in that wealth accumulation phase, you want to be doing everything you can to help yourself so you can retire at the time you want or achieve the goals that you want. Just throw that out there for you. That is the Real Time Real Estate segment. Again, brought to you by the Area Trusted Real Estate Professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text NEST, N-E-S-T, to 79564. Find that dream home before someone else does. And if you already found it, text SLT Home Digest to 79564. You can go to sltHomeDigest.com as well if you're on a computer. We get this quite a bit, discussions about documents, what you should keep and for how long. Mortgage statements, tax records, other documents. Chances are you may at some point in time be moving, or you might at some point in time just wonder, can I get rid of these documents? So here is a bit of a table for you, or an idea for you, the amount of records of paper you should keep. Now, right now, it's really pretty simple because there are some real, real easy tools for you to save your documentation, not even worry about it. Because you can take your tax statements, you can take your mortgage statements, you can take your car records and simply scan them into a computer and put them in a service similar to iCloud, Dropbox, Google Docs. All of those work just wonderfully for you. They're stored in the cloud. They're redundant. They're backed up. So you don't have to worry about keeping them on a computer. You can password protect your access to all of those different files. Mortgage statements. Answer depends on which records exactly you're talking about related to your house payment. If you're talking about your monthly mortgage statement, it's only necessary to keep that until the latest statement hits your mailbox or inbox. When it comes, be sure your mortgage balance correctly reflects your most recent payment. Once you determine it does, you're free to toss out the old statement and just retain the new one. Now, when you toss it out, I highly recommend all of your documents. Get a cross-cut shredder. Not the straight line shredder, because that can be put back together again. Not easily, but if somebody really wants to, they could. The cross cut, it makes like confetti out of your documents. That's the better one. By doing this, you can avoid disputes over your balance. Errors can easily be made when loans are sold or banks are absorbed by other banks and there's a migration of records. This balance can be all fouled up, and almost always the error is not in your favor. But note this next part well. When it comes to a statement that reflects your mortgage balance is paid in full, you want to keep that document forever. Tax records. The IRS suggests keeping W-2s, 1099s, and related documents for anywhere from 3 to 7 years. Though depending on your individual tax situation, holding them longer may be advisable. If the tax records relate to property ownership, you should hold them until the period of limitations expires for the year in which you dispose of the property. For example, you want to keep your home improvement records until you sell. That's because they can help lower your capital gains taxes when you do your file for the following year. Meanwhile, your actual income tax returns themselves are a different story. The IRS says that if you do not file a return, or if a fraudulent return was filed in your name, your best bet is to keep all tax returns forever. What's more, since old tax returns can help in preparing future tax returns, not to mention making computations on amended returns, there's a strong case to be made for keeping all tax returns forever. And the one other item that most times people don't think about is, what about for your Social Security benefits? If you need to challenge your Social Security benefits, they're going to be looking at 40 quarters of your best 40 quarters of tax of income. So you know, basically want to make sure that you've got your tax records for that. Car records. Keeping records related to car has more to do with your individual ownership cycle than with any magic number of years to hold on to something. When it comes to car loan payment stubs, just keep them until the car is paid off. Likewise, when it comes to titles, You should retain that document in a safe place until you sell the vehicle. Got a chart here, tax returns, hold them forever. Contracts, hold it forever. Mortgage loan payoff records, keep it forever. Any loan payoff statement showing a zero balance, keep it forever. ID cards, passports, driver's license, social security card, you always want to keep on those. Diplomas, educational credentials, certifications, always. List of previous addresses and landlord contact information for renters, keep that. Contact info for people who verify you lived at a previous address. That's for background checks and security clearance. Keep that forever. Tax return documentation, I gave you some good information on that. You don't want to keep it forever. 6 or 7 years is a good number. Canceled checks, all that stuff you can keep online or put them into your Dropbox. Credit card statements that are more than 3 years old, toss them. Past insurance statements, toss it. Old utility bills, except for the most recent one from your old address if you moved, toss them. Statements of recently paid bills, once you have something saying they've been paid, toss it. Again, when I say toss it, that means shred it, crosscut. Medical records, blood work, list of vaccinations. You can use your discretion on those. Again, scan it, put it in the Dropbox. Job offer letters, put it in the Dropbox. Remember, physical copies of documents are great, but storing them in the cloud is acceptable too. Again, Google Drive, Dropbox, iCloud, they're all great places to keep those documents and not have to worry about where they are. You can access them pretty easily. That is the Real Time Real Estate, and you are listening to Ron Siegel Radio discussing your real estate, current events, and the financial markets. When we come back, how many credit cards should you have? 7 situations where you need a financial advisor, all that and more. You can reach me anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/Ron Siegel Radio, on Twitter at Ron Siegel. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Most businesses struggle to get the online reviews they need to get a competitive edge over their competition. Rex is a brand new technology that uses text messages to direct happy clients to your online review sites, Zillow, Google, Facebook, and Yelp, and unhappy clients to a private survey so businesses can win more customers. Try Rex today by going to www.meetrex.com.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Or 1-800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to reap@ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1-866-775.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message, and I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. Your Credit Matters segment today being brought to you by CreditSanitizer.com. You have a credit report, it is wrong. Credit Sanitizer has the solutions for you. You just need to give a call. Go online, Credit Sanitizer. Jeff Sipes and his team at Blue Water Credit, they do a great job for the listeners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just want to make sure that you get in there, get the information that you need to get your credit report corrected. Now, I've shared this with you many, many times. Every credit report I have ever seen is wrong. I've never, ever seen one that is completely accurate. In fact, they do it and make it very, very difficult for you to even get them all corrected. I just recently sent my report over to the team at Blue Water Credit, and I said, they've got my name wrong. I mean, it's amazing how many times you can tell them what your correct name is, and they still cannot get it correct. So the team over there at Blue Water Credit, they do a great job for people, and I highly, highly recommend you reach out to them because, like I say, I know that your report is wrong. I talk about this on a regular basis on the radio program, and I consult with our private clients as well on credit repair issues. And if my report has errors on it, as much as I work on it, look at it, understand it, what do you think the situation is going to be with your credit report? Do you study it as much? I mean, most people, they understand them a little bit, but they don't study them to the same extent. And I'm just going to share with you that there are a lot of laws that apply to your credit report. If you're not aware of them, how do you address them? How do you deal with them? How do you make sure that you are getting all of the benefits on your report? Because then when you go to buy something, you're going to end up wanting to make sure, oh, I didn't know that that was wrong. I didn't know that I was going to save money. On there. I didn't know that my interest rate was going to be higher. All of those things become significant issues. Credit report, Credit Sanitizer. How many credit cards should you have? How many credit cards do you really need? For most people, at least two. I had a real estate professional call me. They were in a seminar yesterday, and she sent me a text. Ron, are there loans available for people with no credit? I said, no. Well, Fannie Mae says if one party on the loan has a credit score, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac guidelines require one. There are some loans out there. They're generally going to be higher priced loans. There is a very well-known talk radio host out of Tennessee, Eastern Tennessee, that says no credit cards. You should not have a mortgage on your house. Wait until you have 20% down payment. Okay, in median price home in Orange County, that means wait until you can put $160,000 down and then make sure that you're only getting a 15-year mortgage, that you can afford a 15-year mortgage. Well, that probably works well in Eastern Tennessee where you can buy a house for less than the down payment in Southern California. Probably not working as well here in Southern California. And, oh, by the way, do you really want to have an $800,000 house, all that equity sitting there doing nothing for you when you can put it into a AAA insurance policy, that AAA rated insurance policy that can give you great income and you don't have those problems, you don't have those issues? Just throw that out there. So I'm a big believer. I have, I think, four or five cards. I just shared with that person yesterday that was in the seminar. I said, you know something, have at least three or four. Here's the status, the situation. Even if you do not want to use credit cards. You want to use cash, or worst case scenario, you're using a debit card because then people have access to your full account. Here's the issue. Go ahead and get one credit card for your gas bill, one credit card and put your electric bill on it, one credit card for your cell phone bill, one credit card for your cable bill. All right, so now you've got four different credit cards. Set each of those bills up. They're going to be pretty fixed all the time. So have a credit card for each one. Have each of those bills on auto pay, and then set up a payment that coincides with your paycheck, your direct deposit, that goes right out of your checking account to pay that bill in full every month. That way you're developing great credit because you're always using your card, you're always paying it off, but you're also at the same time you're making sure that you're in a cash basis because you've taken that money out of your bank account as soon as it's paid, as soon as you get paid. So that's just a thought for you there. Again, we always talk about the concept of making sure that you pay it off before the statement closing date, right? We always want to pay it off before that statement closing date. Or if you're not paying it off right before the statement closing date, then and make sure you also make a minimum payment. So if you're using it all the time, know when your statement closing date is. That's going to help with your scores all the time, is if you've got the lowest possible balance at that statement closing date. Just some thoughts for you right there. Wealth must do moves for choosing a wealth management firm. There are some people that are getting to the point where they either don't want to or don't have an understanding of wealth, right? You might move from a job, from one job to another job, and you've got a 401k at your old job. I always recommend never ever leave that 401k behind in the form that it was. Roll that over into an account that's managed by somebody that you've picked yourself. The old company made those change, selected that wealth management firm. The old company should be having an annual meeting, so that you know what the benefits are. But if you're not part of that company, well, maybe you're not getting that information. Hire your own wealth management firm. So find out from when you're interviewing, get a feel for their ideal client. You want to know what they're dealing with. Compare what they are selling. How do they get paid? Check out their pricing. Ask about their availability. Can you reach them when you need to? A lot of different issues that go there. We deal with a few of them. Ron Siegel Radio. Chris Bissonette helps a lot of the listeners of Ron Siegel Radio. Todd Halterman, been a great source for a lot of our listeners to help them out with understanding what they're doing and how to move their finances, maximize their finances, minimize their taxes. Some people don't worry about minimizing taxes, but hey, that's a big, big issue to consider. When you need a financial advisor most, what are these situations? Well, when you're retiring, that's a big time. You really need to have a financial advisor because you're getting ready to retire. You don't have the option of time. You're not out there in the workplace unless you want to get that job at Walmart as the happy greeter. So you want to make sure you've got a great financial advisor looking at your numbers before you retire, right? Make sure they look at your Social Security, 401k, IRA, your equity in your property. That's a asset for you as well. When you manage your own investments, individual investors should check their strategies with an unbiased third party. Another time when you really want to have a financial advisor, when you're having children, your time is going to become minimized when you've got that responsibility of raising a child, going to all their different events. So you want to make sure that you've got a financial advisor. When you've inherited money, when you have a divorcing, big time right there as well. When you want to build wealth, have a great financial advisor then too. All different times when you want to make sure that you're getting great counsel. A great financial advisor should cost you absolutely nothing because they should be making you more money than you are expending. And again, give me a call at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. And as always, I ask, set that first radio preset button to come back here every day to join Ron Siegel Radio, where we only speak about items affecting your house and your bank account. Thanks to all of our sponsors. A big thanks to John, who is engineering us today. And, of course, a special thanks to you for spending a little bit of your day with us. That's all for Ron Siegel Radio. Again, if you have any questions or to meet any of our guests, call me anytime, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. And remember, make a lot of money so you can help a lot of people and have a lot of fun. Have a great day. We'll talk to you next time on Ron Siegel Radio.